This conference is being recorded.
This is our main session on last day events in light of current events. We're going to be going over the syllabus so everyone can understand what's the purpose for the class. The name of the class, it's all the times that we have on the interactive class are all in Eastern Standard Time. Because I know some people might be in different parts of the world or different parts of the country, and their time would be different. So we wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And if you tell anyone about it, make sure that they understand it's Eastern Standard Time. The last day events class is at 11 to 11:45, and the people of color will be at 12 to 12:45. And it has the name of the course, the instructor's name. That's Emmanuel, that's me. It has a phone number for anyone to be able to reach me during the week or any other time if they have questions or need some clarity. And then there's the class is officially offered on every Saturday to Sabbath from 11 to 11:45. We also have our email address up there so that people will be able to contact us as needed, POC at peopleofcolor1.com. And this is the semester for 2009. We hope to have many other semesters as we go through the year. And we ask everybody to register. If they are doing a registration for the last day events class, we ask them to send us by email to the email address of the director at peopleofcolor1.com. To that email, the person's name, home address, with city and zip code and their state, their age, with date of birth, their email address so that we can be able to contact them, a home phone and a cell phone, so that if things changes, if I'm out of town or if we're going to have a special guest or anything else and I can't put it up on the web, I would like to be able to at least email the people or contact them to let them know. We also let everyone know that it's just a free will offering. We take donations as associated costs. We're not charging anyone at this point. And the address for people, we ask people to mail in some funds to help support the work and the class, just like any other class that's offered at college level by a professor. Then we have the address, the Faith of Jesus Center, of where to send the checks or money order. Then we have our course description. Professor Emmanuel's series goes through much of the Bible, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, which is the Torah, and we also go through the major and the minor prophets. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the minor prophets are most of the other ones, Haggai, Zechariah, Ezra, and so forth. Then we also go through what is called the Gospels, the four Gospels we go through, and we go through the Epistles, and we also go through the Book of Revelation. So all of these are, our goal is to be able to compact everything together, because the Bible is basically saying the same thing and giving us examples of what has been going on in the past, what is going on in the present, and what will be going on in the future. As Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. And as we learn about who we are and what we should be doing, we'll see many lessons and parallels in the Bible as we start from Genesis through the Book of Revelation. And so that's what we'll be dealing with. This class correlates the national and international headlines with prophetic passages from Scripture. And that's what we're trying to do now. We made a parallel in our book on people of color in the Bible in reference to the parallel of the 7-year famine in Egypt that they had, and prior to that they had 7 years of plenty, and then they had 7 years of famine. And as I see it, we're going through our 7 years of famine also. as America and the world goes through their depression. And as we go through, we'll be able to see which seal we're in. If we're in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or which seal, trumpet, or plague. And the goal is, as we understand the Bible and understand prophetic events in the last days, then we'll be able to see events as they transpire around us being fulfilled. And now the Bible wrote it. The Bible is written so that the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And without a vision, the people perish. And so the visions that have been given in the Bible are there to help us understand what will be happening in the future. And as we trod through that in our life experience, we should be able to see the Bible come to life. Now, when the book of Daniel and Revelation are fully understood, you will be able to understand the events written in the newspaper. There will be almost in the pages of the Bible. And that's our goal, so that we might be able to help you, each individual, to see the Bible as events transpiring around us. So the Bible should be able to be read as current as the newspaper. So when we read about things in the newspaper, the crash and so forth, then we should be able to go to the Bible to say, is this written anywhere in the Bible? And as I said in my book, People of Color in the Bible, we mention and we reference how we're now in the third seal, that this has been predicted. And prior to that, the second seal was predicted. And so basically all we're doing is seeing history and the Bible line up. And so that's why I said the Bible was written to keep us from not perishing, because without a vision, the people perish. And most people don't understand the Bible, and some say that we shouldn't understand the book of Revelation, that it's just too hard. God has not given that to us to understand. But if we read the book of Revelation, if I'm correct, it starts off and it says, blessed are they that read the book. So there's a blessing, especially as you live in the last day events. As you see these events transpiring, you'll be able to let your friends and family members know what event we're in and what's the next event to occur. So that as they're able to actually see the Bible come to life, so that's what it'll be like. The Bible will actually come to life and be able to let people see where we've been, where we are, and what's the next major event to occur. So those people who are connected to Yahweh and they are able to share that with the people will be able to say, okay, thank you. This is what God is telling us, and they'll be able to share it with others so that people will know that God is still on the throne and that he is talking to his people in these last days. That's the purpose of this class, correlating national and international headlines with the prophetic passages of the scripture. We're going to be using PowerPoint. Last week we used the PowerPoint, which dealt with the historical version of the book of Revelation. That's what we looked at last week. We looked at a lot of that. We didn't finish it. That was a PowerPoint. We asked everybody to go back and go over that PowerPoint so that they can actually, if they have any questions, if things aren't clear, that they can ask questions about it. We also have a number of charts that we'll be going through, and these charts are also deal with Daniel, Revelation, and all the things that are in the PowerPoints also. Then we have other visual aids that will enhance the class, making these intricate topics easy to understand. That's our whole goal. God is not trying to make it hard for us to understand what he's trying to teach his people in the last days or at any time in history. He's trying to make it crystal clear and easy to understand. And that's what our purpose is. And the course material for the last day events, it'll be the gospel versus the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven plagues of Revelation. That chart, that's required. That's one of the required materials for this particular class. Then students learning outcomes. We pray that everyone receive a blessing from attending the class. Students will learn how to study the Bible in depth. That's our goal. Not just to study the Bible as a newspaper or just as a novel. Our goal is to study the Bible in depth so that when people finish, that they can be able to, it's just like when we're studying science or we're studying anything, whenever we're getting a degree from college. Yeah, the purpose of getting your degree is so that you get your BA or your bachelor's or whatever it is, such that you understand the material. When you get your master's, then you understand a specific subject in depth. And then when you get your PhD, you only specify one section of a particular topic that you are majoring in. And so that one is in depth. Our goal is to get everyone to be able to learn how to study in depth so that we can be able to reach the world, reach the masses, and be able to explain it to them on whatever age level they are on. The second point is students will learn how to do research with the Bible. That's our other goal, to be able to show you how to use the scriptures and the charts and the books and the materials that we'll have to be able to help you understand of how to correlate different events. So when we study people of color in the Bible, there's be a lot of references and other reference material, bibliographies and other books that we'll be referencing. And that will help us do some of our research that correlate with what the Bible is saying. Number three is students will be able to correlate the Old and the New Testament together as one. Now, a lot of churches and a lot of people believe that the Old Testament is for the Jews and the New Testament are for the Gentiles. Now, there's a flaw with that because if the New Testament is for the Gentiles, there's a lot of things in the New Testament that references to the Old Testament. Whenever Jesus was talking, or Yeshua, he always referenced the Old Testament. So, if you only know the New Testament, and you really don't know the Old Testament, then you don't have no idea of what they're referring to. So, we need the whole Bible to help correlate with each other. And our goal is to make sure that you're able to see some of the parallels that are in the Old Testament onto the New Testament. So like on some of our charts, we have a chart that's called Daniel 12 and the Seal, Trumpets, and Plagues. And so what we do is go to the Old Testament in Daniel chapter 12 and we correlate it. There's another chart that is called the Sanctuary versus the seals, seven trumpets, and seven plagues. And so what actually happens with that particular one, we actually go in through the sanctuary, which is found clearly in the Old Testament, especially in the first five books of the Bible, or what we call the Torah. In there, you'll be able to correlate the sanctuary with last day events as it works to the book of Revelation. So these are some of the correlations that we'll be talking about. And then number four will be students will be able to correlate the Bible with national events. That's what we talked about earlier. That's what the purpose or for the students' objectives. Then we have our course policy. We ask everyone to do their homework before and after each class. The teacher will assign homework after each class. We will require everyone to study the material before attending the class each week so that everyone might get the most out of the class. Now, if you don't study the material before or after the class, then when you get in the class, you ask questions that don't make any sense because you haven't studied the material. So we're trying to cut down on that. We want everybody to be Bible students because the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's our goal, is to be able to help you and develop you in that particular area. Each class has its own required materials that was designed for each of the classes. And that's what we have. The charts that we'll be using first was going to be dealing with the Gospels. And that's why it's called the Gospels or the Seals, Seven Trumpets, and Seven Plagues. And it was specially designed for this class. It's not designed for anything else, but for the class that we're studying. And when we do people of color, it'll have its own. Okay? Then it says, we require that everyone to study material before attending the class each week, that they might get the most out of the class. Each person will need to purchase their own book, videos, or charts for each of the classes so that they can be able to follow and take notes. And they said, call the center bookstore, which is listed for the material. And we ask that if anyone, whoever attends the class, to please email us your comments about the class and your questions so that we might be able to address them and I can send them back to you. Okay, now we're going to go down and everyone sees the access code and also the dial-in number. And to start the class, we're going to click it. And as we were studying last week, we're going to go, we're going to look at the first chart here. Some of this is what we covered in last week, but we didn't study it from the chart. We studied it from the PowerPoint. And so what I want to do is be able to go back and see what everyone was able to correlate with each one of them. Now, on the chart, if you click on the chart will open up. Those who have their chart in hand, that'll be the easiest way to do it. Those that don't, you can use the click on and be able to go down and try to look at it that way. This is the harder way. That's why we ask everybody to get their own material. But that's where we are. That's where we'll start at. When we went through the seven seals in the book of Revelation, that's the first thing that's listed here, the seven seals, and we found out that the first seal was the white horse, and he had a bowl in his hand, and he was given a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's the first two boxes. That's what it says from the left reading over. If you scroll down, we found those in Matthew, Bible references, Matthew 24, verse 5, Mark 13, verse 5 and 6, Luke 21, verse 8. This was also the reference from the book of Revelation, is Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And what do we see from the sanctuary? In the sanctuary services, and before the throne, there's beasts. And it says here, the first beast said, come and see. And the comment we had at the bottom said, be careful that no one tricks or deceives you. For many shall come in the name of Christ, and most people think that these are the Muslims, or these are the Moonies, or these are the Krishnas, but the Bible says come in the name of Christ. The only organization, movement that comes in the name of Christ is called Christians. And it says, saying that Jesus is the Christ. So most people think the book of John, where it says that he that saith that Jesus is the Christ, then he is of God. And he that saith that Jesus is not the Christ is the Antichrist. But it's interesting here that the Bible also lets us know at the time of Jesus that many will come in my name saying, Lord, Lord, haven't we done these great miracles and all of these? And he will say, depart, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So there will be people who will be saying the name of Christ and saying that Jesus is the Christ. But at the same time, and these Christians will deceive many. And so that's what it's saying under our first seal. That has already transpired and is still going on. And we went into detail under the PowerPoints. And we asked people to relook at the PowerPoints for homework. The second seal is the red horse. You go down, it says it's the red horse, and it says he was given a great sword. And it, the description is, one, power was given to him to take peace from the earth. And the second description is that they should kill one another. So it seems here that during the wars that we've had, we were a desert storm, and all of the wars that we have contracted overseas, that's where we, I believe that's where we are under the second seal. That's when that started. Then it says the Bible references, that's Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7, Mark 13, verse 7 and 8, Luke chapter 21, verses 9 and 10. Then it also tells us where is it found in the book of Revelation. This is in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And this time, this is the second beast that come and see. And you will hear of the UN wars, Desert Storm, Operation Freedom, and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. So this was what we've understood to be the second seal. And as you can see above it, these correlate with Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Under the third seal, we have the black horse, and there are a pair of balances in his hand. And the description of the seals is a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. It says, hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, in this particular one, we find out the pair of balances that in his hand is a depression. That's how I understand it, or famine. Because now we're talking about a measure of wheat, of what you make. Wheat is what you make flour from. And so he's saying that, now also in the Bible days, a penny, Jesus made a parable. He said that he went out for people to go out into the field, and he saw people just sitting on the sideways, and he asked, anyone hire you today? And they said, no, we had no one hire. He says, go out to my field and work, and I will pay you what is right. And then he went out for another hour, the same particular thing. He called out others, and then in the last hour, he called people out, and they went out into the field. Then when they came back, he gave them a penny, each one a penny. Those are that a full day's labor. So what we find out is that it will be a full day's labor. You work for a full day's labor of just to get your bread. And so that's where it would be some type of famine or depression that would hit the economy. And so today we find ourselves in the same exact situation where the economy, where many people are losing their jobs, many people are losing their homes, their houses. Some have become homeless with children. And so, and this is not just in the United States. This is worldwide. So as we understand that we have entered last year and the beginning of this year, we have entered into the third seal. And it says, hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, usually when we're talking about oil, at least when we talk about oil today and today's situation, the oil crisis is not a crisis. We've seen the oil going all the way up beyond $3, and then just recently we see it drop back down. But now we see the oil prices going right back up, maybe to, we're not sure of where it will end. But the prices have started back up. So we see that the oil did not get affected by this. But we know that job in the manufacturing world, the steel mills, the banking system, people's jobs all over are being affected. Now, and what does it mean by the wine and don't hurt the wine? I'm sure during this particular time, like in 1929 when they had the Depression, what they found out was that a lot of people, what actually happened was that they started to drink more. And so usually when you're depressed without a job and you're stressed out, people drink more or you take more drugs. And so my understanding is that their liquor alcohol and drugs will be on the increase as we move deeper and deeper into this depression. This is something that humans will use to cover up the reality that they're living in. And so, yes, the Bible is literally being fulfilled before our very eyes. The Bible references on Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, Mark 13, verse 8, Luke 21, verse 11, and we also have Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and verse 11, and Amos chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Also, how does this correlate with the book of Revelation as found in Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And this one here has to relate to the sanctuary. And this is the third beast. And the third beast said, come and see. And there will be famine, a depression, that's my comments, in various places, too. But the oil crisis will not stop because the ones making the wars are the merchants of the earth, internationalists. It's interesting that our ex-President Bush, both of the two, were internationalists. And number three, third major point, is during a depression, drugs and strong drink increase in their usage. And then we have our fourth seal. The fourth seal is a pale horse, and the name of him that sat on the horse was death. And hell followed with him. They were given power over the fourth part of the earth to kill with one, the sword, which is what we found in the second seal. Number three, with also hunger, which is what the third seal is about, the worldwide depression, with death, so that means a lot of people will be dying, AIDS will probably increase, and it's not AIDS, Ebola, and all different other types of diseases. They were saying in particular that tuberculosis and the things that they have for tuberculosis don't work anymore. And they're having other strains of viruses that are increasing. And today people are dying from diseases that they get in the hospital when you're supposed to get well. And it also about other people are also dying because of side effects of the drugs that they're taking. So death will increase and the beast of the earth. Now, when it says the fourth part of the earth that it will be given, my understanding is that one-fourth of the population of the earth will be affected by this. Now they said roughly we're around 6 billion people. So if we take half of that, that'll put us at 3 billion people. And then if we take another half, which would put us at one-fourth, that's talking about 1.5 billion people dying under the fourth seal. Now, that's the event that's about to occur after the third seal as we go through this depression. So these are the things that God is trying to at least tell his people so that we can be aware of these things. And it says here, the fourth, and that's found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, Mark chapter 13, verse 8, Luke 21, verse 11, Joel chapter 1, verses 5 through 20, and Amos chapter 4, verse 10. And in the book of Revelation, we find this in Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. And then it says the fourth beast says, come and see. And that's, now so far we got four beasts. And if you go back to your book in Revelation, if you go back into your book of Isaiah and Ezekiel, they'll talk about the wheel, and it'll talk about four beasts around the throne. Or that's part of, and it talks about only four beasts. And these are the same four beasts that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. But now we have the book of Revelation correlating with the book of Isaiah and the book of Ezekiel. Then it says, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. Now, I don't know if you have been listening, but there's been lots of earthquakes that are 7 points on the scale, 6 points. So these are most definitely increasing. and various places, and famine. And we've been always hearing about famine in Africa. We even heard about of how they in America that they had some that they had flooding, and so we'll be expecting drought and pestilence. Pestilence is diseases, and we can see diseases as increasing. And there will be fearful sight and great signs from heaven. When we get into the trumpets, we're going to understand a little more clear about these great signs that will be coming from heaven. And then we get to the fifth seal. Under the fifth seal, it says the souls under the altar that were slain for the word of Yahweh and their testimony. And they cried, "How long, O Yahweh, before you judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And they are told to rest a little season, a little time, till their fellow servants, or we, or alive, are slain like they were slain. And it says, too, white robes were given to them. So it makes here crystal clear that those that have passed before us, who have been slain for the testimony of Yahweh, that they are concerned about before everyone else is judged. And so they mention right here that Yahweh says, just wait a little while till we have another, as I believe it, the great tribulation. And as we have the great persecution, that's what it's referring to. So this is a future event. And he says that for them to wait, and white robes were given to them. And this is found also in Matthew chapter 24, verses 8 through 26, Mark chapter 13, verses 9 through 24, Luke 21, verses 12 through 26, Joel chapter 1, verses 5 through 20, and Amos chapter 4, verse 10. It's also found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And it says, "I saw under the altar," they're dealing with the sanctuary again, "the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, of Yahweh, and for the testimony which they held." And that's what we're talking about. The time of persecution will begin during this particular time, because don't forget, one-fourth of the population dies, and I'm sure people are going to be blaming it on those who are doing the work and telling people that Babylon has fallen and this world system is not what God has called us to do, but to speak out again. This is our comment. "For all these are the beginning of sorrow." So this is just the beginning. These events as they'll be transpiring up to the fourth seal. Meet the fifth seal, just the beginning of sorrow. "Then they shall deliver you up." So the beginning of sorrow is seals number 1, 2, 3, 4. Then in the fifth seal it says, "Then shall they deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another." And that's the fifth seal. So we're going to stop here today. As you can see, we were able to revamp our understanding of the first five seals as they relate to current events, as these events are transpiring around us. Is there any questions anyone has at this point before we bring this one to a close, and we start up the people of color? We'll call back in, take a 5-minute break, and then we can call back in for last day for people of color in the Bible. Okay, if there's no questions, may Yahweh bless you till we meet back in another 5 minutes. Thank you.